Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author's Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City. And right now we're sitting with Lise Marinelli. And Lise wrote her second book, and this is called Merry Birthday. Hello, Lise.
Hi, Les. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I read the description of the book, and I always felt sorry for those kids who had their birthdays around Christmas because the birthday got lost, didn't it?
It sure did. I have a child like that, and I can't tell you how many times I've met people say, oh, I have a birthday in December. But it's the same thing. You have a birthday close to Christmas, and what? You get the combo gift or the gift wrapped in holiday paper or the birthday card that's a leftover holiday card with a reindeer on it. So,
tell me a little bit about the plot of Merry Birthday.
Well, I'll tell you first how it started. I have a 9-year-old boy. I have a 9 and a 10-year-old, and my 9-year-old's birthday is December 22nd. And we do holiday readings at our school. And so the teacher said, well, would you like to come in and read a holiday book? And, of course, there's a gazillion to choose from, but I thought, you know what, maybe this would be fun to write one. So my son and I actually wrote it together. And so the plot is about a little boy who's very unhappy that his birthday's around December. And he's so unhappy that he pouts about it. And then his teacher asks him what's wrong, and he tells her. Well, she says, well, I have an even worse situation, and her birthday's actually on Christmas Day. So he sees somebody who is in a worse situation than he is, and he learns to appreciate the fact.
Lise, I think that's brilliant because you really found out how your kid's feeling as he wrote the story with you, didn't
you?
Yeah, I mean, you did. You felt emotions that maybe you hadn't felt from him before?
Well, I guess when you write it down, you take the visual and everything that you have going in your mind and put it into words, and it hits home a little harder. And the name of the book is called Merry Birthday because at the end of the book, this little boy wakes up on Christmas morning, and he's come to appreciate the fact that, you know, he's does have a birthday, and it big deal if it's around Christmas, but he calls his teacher, and she sleepily picks up the phone, and he says, Merry birthday, Mrs. Charles. So it's got kind of a fun, cute little ending on it.
I would imagine your son got quite a bit out of the process. I'm wondering what you're hoping other kids get from reading about this.
Well, not only children, I have adults come up to me and say, I have a birthday around that time too, and they can appreciate the fact that they too have had that combo gift.
So, childhood scars, yeah. Still there, right?
Yes, I suppose so. And actually, my son's teacher does have a birthday around that time. So it was real fun because when we were doing the storyboarding, she was kind enough to let us go in and do a photo shoot. And my son's on the cover of the book. So it's kind of fun.
Now, I mentioned this is your second book. Your first one was called Falling from the Moon, and that was historical fiction.
Yes.
Now you're writing a children's book. Tell me about the difference in the process there.
Well, and I'm going to throw another one at you. I'm also doing a nonfiction book next year, a collection of my blogs. So I think I like to write, and I'll write about going to Ace Hardware if I have to, if it's funny or I've had a cute story along the way. So, yes, I did historical fiction, which I'm going to toot my own horn here. Just got nominated for a Benjamin Franklin Award.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I don't know. I guess the material comes to me, and if it hits home, I want to write about it.
Now, Lise, I think we should tell everybody, no matter what you write, you really don't have any trouble getting it published because you are the president of Windy City Publishers.
That is
so
correct.
So you are wearing a lot of hats these days. How do you do it all?
I am. And throw kids, a husband, and a crazy dog into the mix. It's tough sometimes. You know, my kids are used to me being home, and they might say, you're working 24/7. I don't know. We try to be well organized. We have a lot of great people who help us out, probably like everybody. I mean, we're all in the same boat. I'm no different than anybody else. We have to prioritize, and sometimes we don't get to sit in bed and eat bonbons, so one day.
How has being the president of Windy City Publishers helped you as a writer?
I think it's allowed me to see so many different styles and opened up my mind a little bit to the process that goes into writing, the editing, the typesetting, all the different avenues. They really come together. You kind of think of as a writer. Have you ever written anything?
Not anything of length, but I do enjoy writing.
Okay. Well, you know, you get that joy out of writing, and then really you're halfway there because now you have to take what you've done and turn it into something that somebody wants to read. And there's a lot of work that goes into that.
I would imagine being the president of the publishing company also helps you understand what sells.
And you're absolutely right on that, Les, because one thing that we do with Windy City Publishers is we focus on the marketing of our books. And if an author comes to us with a subject that we don't feel that we can support with the marketing effort behind it, it's going to be a problem for us to publish that book.
All right, back to why we're here. The book, Merry Birthday. When will we be able to get our hands on it?
It's been pushed back a little bit just because of our crazy schedules. Hopefully by Christmas, if not early next year.
Lise, thank you very much for stopping by. Once again, the book is called Merry Birthday, the author, Lise Marinelli.
Thank you, gentlemen.